Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the GSMC Technology Podcast. Mine is a voice that you haven't heard before, probably. My name is Sarah, and I host some of the other shows here on the GSMC Podcast Network. Just wanted to jump in here before the episode gets started with a quick announcement. I know we've been in transition since Tom left to explore other opportunities. We wish him all the best of luck. Just wanted to let you know that starting next week, we will have a new host here on the GSMC Technology Podcast. So tune in next Tuesday to hear new host Jay talk about all things tech and tech news. Hope you'll join us. In the meantime, enjoy this replay of Tom's episode.
Hello, welcome into the GSMC Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Doherty. It is a Tuesday here, and of course, this show is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. Just some time for some technology news for you today. First off, we're going to go over the fact that Google is now making a little change to the way Chrome is going to be filtering your ads. There's going to be a new technology, new rollout for Google regarding how you're going to see different things rolling out for you. For those Windows users, there's going to be a new Chrome service where you're going to be able to... They're going to basically be... Well, I'm going to talk about it throughout the first segment. We'll get to that as I get through the first segment. I'm just going to go over what we're talking about today in general. Also, Spotify is having a live event, actually, right now as we speak. They're having a big event as they will be coming out with their massive update for Spotify. I remember a couple weeks ago they did have their initial public offering that I covered on this show a few weeks ago. But now it looks like that they're getting ready for a big update to the app and to probably different sharing and regarding different how users are going to be using their app throughout the time. I mean, I'm a Spotify user. I know that obviously when I have the premium subscription, I pretty much just play whatever song I want. And it looks like it's just whether they're going to have different things regarding the playlist. They're going to be trying to get into the old, you know, when Apple had the Genius stuff and they were able to kind of like figure out what kind of music you want to listen to. I know that they're probably going to be integrating some sort of more machine learning and AI into their software on Spotify to try and get some more music that you might like that you probably don't know about in front of you and into your purview. We'll be talking about that in the second segment. And in the third segment, we'll kind of just be going over some different updates, probably third and fourth segment. We can talk about different video game updates regarding the Nintendo Switch and the fact that it could be hacked the fact that you guys can figure out how to do it. They always went public, all the ways that you can hack a Nintendo Switch. You can find those on the internet. Some updates with Fortnite and their 3.6 update now that you can, different stuff. I'll be going over things regarding that and for you Fortnite gamers out there. And then obviously also some stuff regarding YouTube and some of their privacy issues. And they're going to be having, they're having new software where they're going to be catching different problem videos and the fact that they're going to be having a better screening software at YouTube. All right. So let's get into the whole thing with Google. As I said in the first segment, we're talking about that with Google and the fact that they're going to be, Chrome is going to have a new look basically with Chrome. I mean, I use Chrome. The best web browser out there, just in my opinion. And the fact that you now is going to be, I mean, everybody has the ad blocker, right? I mean, when you use Chrome, you kind of put that ad blocker on there and you don't really get any pop-ups, the ads. Sometimes even when you use ad blocker, YouTube ads won't play. You have the whole sides on the banner ads won't come up. Nothing with that. So you can have ad blocker now. I mean, they raised an issue because that's how a lot of these companies, a lot of these websites make money. I mean, is through ads. So it wasn't necessarily in Google's best interest in order to have an ad blocker. Now they have a kind of a partial ad blocker to be able to knock all those ads out of the way. Now it's going to be a certain type of screening, as I was saying before, kind of what the way they're going to do is that these more, they're going to basically have a grading system for these ads, basically. So how egregious they are, how annoying they are, how well they're actually backed up by a real company, if you actually can get out of them. The worst ones they're saying are the ones where they kind of pop up and you can't even search for minutes to find a X, and it's all hidden to be able to get out of the pop-up window. I know everybody kind of knows what that is. Those are really annoying. And it's just they're trying to figure out a kind of a happy medium here to where they're going to help the users and then also help the advertisers, because I mean that's their moneymaker there when it comes to advertising. You have to be able to appease those people, because they're going to be paying you a lot of money to get their ads on their sites. And I mean, it actually is in the best interest of these advertisers as well to get the lower quality ads and the more intrusive ads out of the way, and then to let them get more streamlined towards the ads that not only do we want to see them, that are probably more forthright and more backed up for real companies, real paying companies that the users and consumers are probably using anyways and want to see the ads for. So they're going to be changing some of the material design. It's going to be a new design refresh, and there can be new adjustments on the toolbar icon colors. Going to be changing bookmarks, tabs, new avatar buttons. I mean, all this different stuff is going to be changing for those who use Windows. It's going to be new tab button is going to be moving away when it comes to Windows, Linux, and Chrome OS. So Mac OS will have one actually on the opposite side when it comes to the tab button. So it's going to be on the right versus the left. It's just all semantic stuff here. But as we're kind of reviewing this new rollout for Chrome, when it comes to tabs, it's all about helping you guys' tabs out. Everybody likes to have like 50 tabs open on their computers. I mean, I think I talked about it a couple shows ago where they're going to be coming out with a new service or a new computer that's going to be able to run different apps in multiple in one tab kind of scenario, in one kind of tab window look. So I mean, it's going to be better than that. So but yeah, it's really cool how they. I mean, I'm looking at this. I mean, it doesn't look that much different, but we're going to find out that it's probably much more streamlined. I mean, when it all rolls out, and we can all see this. I mean, I bet you it's going to all update by itself. It's all through, Google's pretty good about that kind of stuff. And the fact that it's a new look and it's going to be kind of more streamlined. It's going to be appeasing to both the customers and the advertisers now. Everybody had that. You guys have ad blocker? Is have ad blocker? Now it's going to be all in one, and everybody's going to be liking it because they don't have to worry about the fact that Chrome is now going to be weeding out some of those bad ads for you. I mean, yeah, see, it says there's going to be no fake. I mean, because everybody's like the Chrome store too. You can add the extensions to these things, and the Chrome store now is going to be better managed, as now there's reports saying that Google is going to be cutting fake ad blockers from the Chrome store. And there was these are fake ad blockers that are probably creating more ads. And now Google is going to be weeding out some of those ad blockers. Everybody likes to go into the Chrome, for those Chrome users out there, everybody likes to go into the ad blockers and, or into the Chrome store and get those different extensions in order to, I mean, there's an extension for pretty much anything these days. I mean, some of them are free, some of them you have to pay for, but there's an extension for pretty much anything these days, and it's pretty cool how you can just go in there and now they're going to be weeding them out better. There was a problem with the fact that a lot of people were being fooled into downloading the fake ad blocker, and there's lots of different suspect extensions throughout the Chrome store, because it was more of an open-sourced, open market kind of thing where you kind of just had developers go putting whatever they wanted in there. And it says that, so this fake ad blocker had been installed on 20 million Chrome instances over the past year. So that's quite a lot. I mean, you got to be careful with that. I mean, it was actually discovered by a group of researchers at AdGuard. So people are just trying to figure out and help out Chroma, see what they're doing. He says that most popular popular fake ad blocker. Well, I mean, they're all the same name: ad remover, ad blocker. I mean, ad by Chrome. It's all interesting because everybody wants to listen to ads or look at ads or watch these videos that come across. Now they're all GIFs. All these ads move around and everything. It's kind of silly, but yeah. And it is going to be another thing about the Chrome thing it's going to be called Chrome Canary, by the way. I forgot to tell you that, guys. It's going to be called Chrome Canary, and it's going to be much more rounded, much more softer tones to it. I mean, kind of like more of a little retro look, because I feel like that's kind of how things looked like before. But there's going to be a new UI for this Chrome Canary, and it's going to be rolled out pretty soon, as they are going to be finishing up the work in progress of it, just developing it. It says it was going to be committed in February, and now it's going to be rolled out pretty soon at the end of the spring, it looks like. So everybody be on the lookout for that. I don't know if it's going to be, they haven't announced if you have to download it or not, but I bet you if you just have your Chrome browser, it'll be updated on its own for those who use Windows. And then I believe for those who use Mac, it's going to be just a little bit longer, but then it's going to be a little different on the Mac for those who use Mac, Chrome on Macs. So, all right, enough with Chrome. Next segment, we're going to talk about some stuff with we're going to talk about gaming or Apple and gaming stuff. So yeah, this is a little jumbled show on Tuesdays. There's lots of different stuff going on. Nothing too big. I know Spotify, we're going to go through Spotify in the next segment. I know that. But in the third segment, we're going to be going through all the different Nintendo things and the fact that the Nintendo Switch can be hacked. I don't know how popular the Nintendo Switch was. It was pretty, it came out there, everybody liked that fact, but the fact that you can kind of back and forth, but my roommates had it way back in college. It was just interesting, the fact that he could have it handheld and then pop it into his little deck, whatever that little dock thing was, and it would go into the TV screen, which is actually pretty cool. But yeah, no, leave it to Nintendo to always have these really interesting and new ways to play video games. All right. So it looks like we're going to have some news from Spotify. They're updating it as we speak here, because they're going through a live event right now in New York City. And I'll probably just be reading to talk to you about headlines, giving you my thoughts on what Spotify is going to be doing. And then in that third segment, like I said, we're going to be talking about pretty much a lot of different gaming news regarding the Fortnite update in 3.6. And then the Nintendo Switch deal, what's going on there over there in old Nintendo world. I know everybody's still waiting for the new Pokemon game to come out. And it's going to probably be pretty exciting now that we're going to put it on the Switch, or are we just going to go back and play it on your 3DS like everybody else? I know everybody kind of was waiting for Sun and Moon when they came out with Pokemon Go, and now it's going to be next time. I think the code word for this one was Beluga, and now it's going to be, we have no idea what's going to, that's all they're going to give us. So when we come back, we'll be going through Spotify's launch of their redesigned app and what's going to be going on with that for those who use Spotify. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
All right, welcome back to the GSMC Technology Podcast. This segment, we're going to be going over Spotify and the redesign of its app for free users. So this is like they're trying to give you guys kind of a taste. I mean, I'm a premium user, so I'm not gonna. They're probably just gonna redesign the look for it. But this looks like for free users, they're not gonna be stuck shuffling any longer. I remember when I was a free user, it was all about you get three skips or something like that, and you've got to shuffle through it, and you got to deal with different stuff, whether you want to try and listen to somebody that you want to listen to, or cross your fingers and you're going to get to them, kind of like Pandora. But it looks like now the free listeners will get on-demand access to play 15 playlists. They can play any song they want within those playlists, and they can kind of just go and get a feel of what it's like to be premium. But then that's the thing. They're going to limit you to 15 playlists. I mean, when you're premium, you can play hundreds of playlists. You can play hundreds of artists. You want to go listen to the new J. Cole album that just came out? You can go listen to the new J. Cole. I just listened to the whole thing yesterday. I mean, just boom, two clicks. Thank you. New Cardi B album. Thank you. So I think they're kind of just teasing the fact that now there was such a big disparity between free and not free, and then they're trying to bring it together, where they're going to make the free so kind of close to the not free, but it's like, oh, we're going to give you a little taste of it. Because I know that there used to be the thing where it was like, okay, we'll give you the free trial for 30 days, what it's like to have premium. And then after that, you'll be like, oh, it's so much worse. Like, okay, I want premium now. So that's kind of how they did it before. And they got a bunch of subscribers, and they hit their nice marks of high of subscriber numbers, which is how they make their money on Spotify, obviously. I mean, if it's free, I think there are some ads. But I'll get to the fact of how Spotify and streaming music was a big help for the music industry, even though it took a little bit for these musicians and these artists to catch on. I know we have talked about the fact that, I mean, Taylor Swift didn't have her music on Spotify for the longest time. It could have been a thing with her record producers and all the record companies and everything. But I know Beyonce didn't put Lemonade on Spotify, and I think Jay-Z's stuff, a lot of Jay-Z's stuff has been taken off of Spotify as well, but that might be it could always be a deal with Apple Music and whatever, what have you, and where you have exclusive rights to for streaming and you want to put it on Apple Music, which is completely possible. So, but with this Spotify thing, it looks like you're no longer stuck of the shuffled playback. You're going to be able to pick 15 playlists. It's going to be a big improvement. You can do a lot. I mean, you can do a lot of 15 playlists. It's true. You can. That's what I'm reading. I mean, everything's here is from, we're getting our updates now from TheVerge.com, which is probably my go-to source for all, not my only, but one of my go-to sources for my technology stuff as I get my updates throughout the day. But they are kind of live updating me for this Spotify event that's going on right now. And The Verge, I mean, yeah, it obviously is saying that this is a lot better than having to be shuffled. You can do quite a bit with 15 playlists, but I think people are going to want more, and that's the whole idea here. Is I'm seeing more reports now saying that Spotify is getting it so close to making it seem like it's almost premium, but it's not. So it's like, okay, I'm so close, might as well just pay the $8 to get premium. Like, they've gotten so much. I mean, there's going to be people, obviously, who just like, oh, I'm just going to deal with the 15 playlists. I don't know how many songs you can put in the playlist. Or if they, so it says get on demand 15 playlists, they can add any song they want in those playlists. Okay. So, yeah, that's actually a lot. I think I have like 20 playlists on mine that I've made, whether I follow them or made them myself. But 15 is a lot. And I don't know if they're limiting how many songs you can put in a playlist. That would be kind of ridiculous. I mean, if they unlimited amount of songs in a playlist, then I would just make a crazy long playlist. And times 15, that's a lot of songs. But then the thing is, it's not any new songs. Probably you probably get a one. I don't know how they're going to manage that. They're probably going to keep continuing to see. It's going to be capped. Yeah, so they're going to have to cap it somehow. They're going to be coming out with the numbers and data on how many songs you could probably put in that each playlist. But the fact that you say you have, what if you forgot to put that J. Cole album in the playlist? Like, what if you made the playlist and somebody comes out with a new album? Like, can you listen to it that quickly? That's why there's so many questions. Like, if you have premium, you're just boom. There's no questions. You can do whatever you want. If they put it on Spotify, you have it. It's yours. because you pay the premium. I mean, I remember when we were buying songs for a dollar each on iTunes. I listened to 11 songs last night, new songs by J. Cole, and that would have been $11. That's how much the subscription is in a month. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. It's actually $8 for students out there. If you guys are students, go get the student one. It's cheaper. It's like eight. It's like $7, $7.99 a month. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's saying the company is trying to prioritize its subscribers, obviously, over free users. Where free users are kind of getting kicked to the curb, even though now we're trying to funnel them into the subscriber side of things. I know that they're, like I said, there's been more reports saying that they want to get more paid with subscribers, so it's trying to give away some music for free. It's like, okay, here's our free stuff. Like I was saying, here's our free stuff, and now we're going to be like, okay, maybe the watch them take it away. Watch them be like, okay, here's your 15 playlists. You get it for 2 months. Or you get it for a year, and now you got to, now you can't have your 15 playlists anymore. You got to pay for it. I don't know. That's not what they're going to do. But they definitely want people to pay for music. And so do the music, so do the record companies. They want people to pay for music too, when somebody comes out with an album, when, like I said, when J. Cole comes out with this album, he's not going to make the bulk of his money through the sales or streams on Spotify, or nobody buys CDs anymore, but that people could buy his album on Apple Music or what have you. He's going to make his money through touring. He has to go on tour and make his money through that, through ticket sales, on concerts, what have you, going to different places, touring around, which is, I mean, it's a lot of work. I mean, you did all this work to do to make this record, and to make a good record of that, and then now you're going to go and try to have to create all this show, which is, I mean, honestly, it is kind of first world problems, the fact that, oh my God, I have to go create this whole show and do it every night or every other night and travel around with all my best friends in these big trucks and hire a bunch of people and give people jobs. Sounds like a travesty. I mean, it isn't. It's actually pretty cool. Life of a rock star kind of thing, or a pop star, or rapper, or whatever you want to call it. Art performer, life of a performer. But, like, I mean, just for a perfect example, like last night, I know that there was a Metallica thing going on in San Francisco, and they had Lars Ulrich, the drummer, come in, flew in from Germany for one night, and then he flew back because he's on tour. And that's how these guys make money. Now with Spotify, it looks like they're going to try and even push it more to try and get people to be paying for their streaming services. Because that's what it is. The idea, if they get enough stuff for free, I don't know how that kind of logic is interesting. They're thinking that if they get stuff for free, in the long run, they're going to end up paying for it, because they're going to all of a sudden make them pay for it. Is that the thing? People aren't going to do it unless you make them do it. Yeah, if you give something to somebody for so long and then all of a sudden pull it away and say, okay, you got to pay for this now, maybe you'll get some lingerers who are like, okay, fine. But, I mean, it's going to be, we'll probably find out where it's going to be like, you're so close to the edge. Where it's a good service, but you want just a little more, but you got to pay for it when you want a little more. Is that what it is? Even though, but you, I know there's a lot of people who are okay with the premium. I mean, with the free version of Spotify before all this. I know that, and now we're getting into the fact that you're going to make it even better for the free people, and you're probably, I don't know, this might backfire honestly, because I'm even thinking I might go. I already have 15 playlists. What if I only had exactly 15 playlists already, and I just want to listen to those playlists? Even though I don't, probably. I want to be able to go search and find songs and get new songs and listen to songs streaming whenever. Not the songs that aren't in my playlist. But if I did a percentage of songs that are in my playlist that I listen to versus songs that are I'm just looking up and I want to listen to, it's probably, not, and it's not quite 50-50, but it's probably 40-20. Or 40-60, I can do math. 60% playlist, 40% searching. So, Spotify, we'll see what happens here. I'm just one person. As I read through all these articles and finding out what was going on today as we get more updates from this event in New York, I'm just like, this is going to be interesting. How is it going to be, if you're giving them so much for free, how would you want them, like, you got to be banking on the fact that people are going to just want a little more and then be willing to pay for it. or they're going to settle. People like to settle to save money. I mean, it's not cheap. It's over $100 a year for the service. So people are probably going to be willing to settle, especially that you're giving them more options. 15 playlists, maybe 5 playlists. I want them 5 playlists. Like, at, and then 50 songs is a playlist, or maybe not even. 25 songs a playlist. That's short. That's not the Benny. 50 songs a playlist. 50 songs a playlist, 5 playlists. That's pretty good. It's 250 songs. So that's not bad versus 15 playlists, and I don't know how many songs they're limiting it to. They haven't come out with that yet, saying they're going to be crossing their fingers, hoping that people are going to be going and getting some, now paying for their music all of a sudden after they get it for free. So I just don't understand. Yeah, I mean, the idea is interesting. So, okay. So it says that, I mean, we're getting more reports now saying, I mean, it's like they are pre-populized playlists. They're going to be creating their own playlists. That's how it's going to be. So, I mean, they are personalized for individual users. So it's going to be like, okay, so what's going to do is you can't pick your own songs. That makes more sense. That makes more sense. So they're basically going to be using that AI stuff I was talking about back when I was teasing this segment at the beginning. That makes more sense. Okay. They're going to be using the AI stuff. So if you had free already, they can kind of tell what music you search for. They have it all recorded. So they're going to use that algorithm. You're going to basically take your searches and create 15 playlists, or some of them, not all of them, but I bet you like at least maybe 5 playlists will be personalized, and 10 will be their playlists that they've created. So you'll be limited. So either you can do the old shuffle-y thing probably still, but then you'll have 5 personally made playlists made off of your searches that are personalized by them, though. You didn't personalize them yourself. They probably made them pre-personalized. I mean, there are, yeah, pre-populated playlists. They are personalized for individual users because they can take your, yeah, take your previous information that you have put on the app when you use the app before this update. So, yeah, then you can have, so say you listen to a lot of rock and roll or a lot of rap, whatever, they'll probably make a few playlists for that. And they'll have like 5 or 6 playlists that they like, or that they have their built-in playlists. And you could probably, all those 15, you could just, those are the ones that are on demand, what you can listen to without skips. They'll probably still throw the ads in, because that's how they got to recoup some when it comes to free stuff. They have every 4 songs have one of the Spotify ads. So it's going to be interesting to see how everybody, yeah, I mean, that makes sense actually. So you're going to give them a little taste of the fact that you can, okay, this was like, you can just pick whatever song you want. You have 15 different playlists. You didn't make your playlist, but we made them for you basically based off of what you've been listening to before. How about you listen to it for free, and then you want to personalize this playlist a little bit. You want to put a new song in there. You want to take this song out. You want to put, okay, in there, $10, please. $10 a month. Thank you. That's not bad, actually. That makes way more sense. I mean, these guys aren't stupid. They're smart people. So, yeah, that's what they just said. Like, I'm this is literally having the event right now, and this guy's up on a stage in New York, and they're talking about how this is going to be rolled out, how this thing's going to be rolled out, and how it's going to look for people who are free users. We'll see if the premium users are going to get a change, whether it's just going to be a visual change. I don't think they're going to change anything regarding. I think it's pretty straightforward. If you're a paying customer, you get to listen to whatever song you want. So, I mean, this is saving the music industry. They're saying, and there's been quotes of people saying that the fact that there's more money going around. There has been. I mean, these are big. They ride the heels of the biggest stars on Spotify. But the thing is, the more, say, Ed Sheeran succeeds, the more money Spotify gets because of the streams. And then it's all sharing. There's money swirling around everywhere. And they're saying, now it's saying that especially from different newspaper news outlets, saying that music was saved, the music industry was saved by streaming music. So it's not all bad. It's actually good. Good music, people. Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of ridiculous, the fact that they were almost on the verge of disaster, the music industry was, And then it was all about, because of what happened with Napster. Remember Napster? Everybody was downloading music for free. It was all about like, LimeWire, all that kind of stuff. It would go right into you can download it for free off LimeWire and put it right into your Apple library. And it's just ridiculous. Instead of paying the, whatever, $1.95 for 29 different songs, or 99 cents. But all these streaming things, these streaming services, Apple Music and Spotify, even Pandora actually kind of works too, because you can get Pandora Premium where it doesn't have ads, but it still kind of plays a radio. You can do radios on Apple Music and on Spotify. You can play it. I actually like the radio part of the Spotify thing, because you can get a playlist or an artist or whatever. I mean, the artist radio is pretty much similar to, it's pretty much similar to Pandora, but like you can do a playlist radio. So like I made my own playlist, and then they have suggested songs that based off the songs that I have in my playlist, which could be the most eclectic playlist of every different kinds of weird song in there, like whether it's all different types of genres. And they'll recommend me songs, and then they'll obviously also if and when I want to play that radio playlist radio, it'll play songs that are similar to the songs or by the same bands and that are in my playlist already, but they'll be different songs that I don't have in the playlist quite yet. I'm like, oh, that's good. I forgot this band had that song, and I'll put it in there. So that's also a new thing, something that Spotify's been getting into with the whole AI and better user face integrated into their software. All right. That'll finish it up, my little rant about Spotify. In the next segment, we're going to talk about some gaming stuff, whether you're going to try and hack your Nintendo Switch, or if you're a Fortnite player, if you are excited for that new update. So we'll talk about that when we get back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Technology Podcast. All right, last segment we did go over Spotify, a lot of their new stuff is coming out today as we speak. It's going to be coming out and launching, or just going to be update your phones, update your app. And if you're a free user, you'll be given 15 new playlists to use on demand with no skips. You just kind of pick whatever song you want to pick and go from there. And then we'll probably want a little bit more of it, so you'll pay the money to Spotify. And that's where they got you. They get you. All right. Some gaming news. For those who own a Nintendo Switch and have some coding skills, you can hack it. And, I mean, it's also a red flag because every other one can be hacked. It looks like every single Nintendo Switch ever to this point is vulnerable to be hacked. And, I mean, not badly. It's not for malicious intent likely, but you can basically turn your switch into the little interface, smaller tablet thing. You can turn it into a fully featured Linux tablet. And it was figured out by a hacker by the name of Catherine. As I'm searching through my notes, where is her name? Catherine figured this out. Well, she put it viral. Oh, there it is. Catherine Temkin. She's a hardware hacker, and she figured out that you pretty much can override some of the protocols on the Nintendo Switch, and the fact that it's a certain kind of over. I mean, this is all I can get into the real brass tacks of this whole. We can nerd out with some coding language, but I feel like that would be a waste of time. I mean, I'm just going to keep it a little more PG here, but it looks like that you can, as she called it, she works for Reswitched, but it looks like that she kind of, I mean, it looks like she took that name from the fact that it's called the Nintendo Switch. She Reswitched it, But yeah, it looks like that you can 3D print a little piece that plugs into the side of the Switch tablet, and it will bypass some of the code on, well, for those who don't have the coding experience like Miss Temkin does. But you can 3D print this little thing that put you on a little micro USB thing, and you can put it on the, it just clips onto the side of your tablet, and it'll hack into the Nintendo Switch. 3D print your way as you can get to a Nintendo Switch, so you can now kind of bypass all the different stuff that Nintendo wants you to do, and there's no way they can actually stop it, because the type of hack it is can only be changed at the, or can only be fixed from the base, the outset of the creation of the device. So I mean, that's the whole deal with the fact that I can get into, like I said, I can get into it. But yeah, since the bug, it actually said that since the bug is boot ROM, it cannot be patched without a hardware revision, meaning all Switch units are vulnerable. So I don't think it, yeah. I mean, I don't believe it hasn't been, wasn't able to see that it was a remote. You can hack it remotely. Doesn't look like that. Doesn't look like it's getting that bad, but if you want to, if you have a 3D printer, you have access to a 3D printer, you can 3D print this little piece with a piece of code in it that you can get probably from the internet and stick it in to this little piece that you 3D printed. And you can, it's got a micro USB connector in it, so that only gives you a few short, it kind of takes out the whole long form coding effort that you have to do, you'd have to do. But it gives you a few short steps and acts as a permanent solution. As you do have to exploit it every time you open up the tablet. So it looks like it's pretty interesting, as these hackers have been able to turn and exploit the Nintendo Switch and turn it into basically their own kind of tablet, which, I mean, do whatever you want to do with it. But yeah, there are some pros and cons to this whole thing, as the fact that there are two sides. Temkin did say, In a FAQ, she said that it is notable due to the significant number and variety of devices affected, the severity of this issue, and the immutability of the relevant code on the devices already delivered to end users. This vulnerability report is provided us as a courtesy to help aid remediation efforts, guide communication, and minimize impact to users. So, I mean, the fact that she caught it ahead of time, and it's not, it could, but look, maybe this, she's kind of hinting the fact that there could be some malicious intent in the future. But the fact that they were able to catch it and were able to kind of put it out there in the public where people can kind of know, because she was the one who actually put the code and the way to do it out into the public. And it looks like that the fact that it's now out there and it's not kind of a secret thing that people are going to know and be more aware of what's going to happen, just in case it does get to a bad sense of it. But I mean, it does show obviously some flaws in Nintendo's creation of their devices. I mean, it looks like that the whole chip on there, the processor, what they called it for all these devices, it looks like that, or could be votable for it's NVIDIA is the company that makes these processors, and their whole line of Tegra X1 processors could be exploited across their entire line of those processors are exploitable, according to Ms. Temkin. So definitely something to be on the look for. And if you feel like going and hacking something, go hack your Nintendo Switch if you have the ability to do so. Could be an interesting time. You could turn it into a Linux tablet. Have fun with that one. All right, enough for the Nintendo Switch. Let me go over to Fortnite. Fortnite did release an update 3.6. And I'll just give you some of the brass tacks here for those who are on the fence of starting Fortnite, just like me. I'm like, it's literally two clicks of a button on my Xbox. I can start playing it, but I feel like I'm almost getting too late into the game. But it looks like they actually are kind of just, it's always changing there. I mean, now that, look at that. They just threw in a sticky grenade. It's called the Clinger Grenade. And you can use it where obviously you throw it at somebody and it sticks them. I mean, it's pretty much a classic sticky grenade. It's been in a lot of different games that we've seen throughout the years. Speaking of games that are just coming out, I just got an alert saying that the Wolfenstein 2 Nintendo Switch release date has been revealed for those who are hotly waiting for that. But it's going to be released on June 29th, as I'm getting that information as we speak here. All right. So it looks like that the Fortnite, the whole item patch has been released, but they have, they give Fortnite pretty credit. They got some pretty cool graphics for all this stuff. It's a grenade with a plunger on it. I mean, come on. That's pretty cool. I probably need to get into this stuff. But yeah, it's called the Clinger. It's a new type of grenade that stings to the to an environment or to a certain enemy that you're throwing it at and explodes just a few seconds later. So, according to, I mean, we're just kidding. This is hilarious. But yeah, these little icons for the specific Fortnite things that are coming out. I know they've come out with a couple other things that they have the little, I mean, it's obviously it's all cartoon. They're making it more comic-y and cartoony, which is pretty cool. All right. It is available in both Battle Royale and Save the World, by the way. Just want to let you guys know that. So it is available in both types of the game, and you can go and stick it to your best friend or stick it to your best enemy and see what happens. They'll probably blow up. All right. So the whole next patch as we come out for bug, there has been some bug fixes coming out. If you have a Twitch account, now you can, I mean, they have been the linking with the Twitch accounts have been removed due to, I mean, they're saying some scalability issues are having some issues. Obviously people are trying to stream their gameplay, but it looks like Twitch, you can still do it through Prime account linking can still be done, through Epic Games on their website. So for those who have Twitch Prime and still want to link accounts for people who want to play, together and be streaming their feeds and their gameplay at the same time, they can go through the Epic Games website. All right. So there's been some bug fixes regarding, just to let you know, for those who are irked about small things, they fix small things too. Metal doors, they didn't make noises when they closed before, they do now. To let you know that. All right, so we got the Clinger. Clinger added, so that's that grenade I was talking about. They did make some minigun adjustments, changing the percentages of recoil and accuracy, making the damage a little greater. Now Portafort was that big, I know it was kind of a, big deal a couple weeks ago. It came out and they were coming out with the Portafort was just the little ball you throw and it pops up this gigantic big building just right there for you in seconds. And it was kind of interesting. People were like, oh, now we're going to make it more easier for people to defend themselves. And then I saw a video of somebody using it to kill somebody. Or to take out a character. It was just hilarious. He squished him with the thing. He threw it at somebody, and then the whole thing built it on top of him, and it eliminated him. So it looks like the Porta Fort is, looks like it's going to be a pretty interesting thing. But now it looks like the Porta Fort now, it will turn red if your trajectory is too high. It will no longer grant a falling damage immunity for after players bounce off them. Just so you know that. So don't bounce off the Porta Forts. And now it will indicate if it will build with stilts and a ramp if you can up to your top of your Porta Fort there. So that's also one of the coolest parts of this game is the fact that you can build it as you go. I mean, there's a ton of bug cases. If you guys want to find out the new patch for... If you want to find out the new patch for this game, I can put the link in the show notes after, and I'll make sure I'll do that so you guys can go and check out where to find all the different patch information. This is right now actually looks like. I mean, this site is called Rick and Morty. It's got a big G on it. It's the gaming Rick and Morty site. It's pretty cool. Obviously, go Rick and Morty. Everybody loves that game, right? That's a good game. All right, getting into this. Third segment as we're rolling along here in the GSMC Technology Podcast. I know I've been kind of babbling along about video games for the last 15 minutes, but everybody likes that's one of the most popular games in the world right now. So we got to talk about it. It's relevant. All right. Next segment, we're going to be going over some stuff with YouTube and their new ability to use computers to get some bad videos off their old site there, and then we'll be going through some other stuff regarding some whatever technology news is updating. It's very fluid. I mean, I'm getting stuff coming in as we speak, every hour, every minute here. So, and also, actually, yeah, I wanted to get to this fact. I had it starred on my little sheet here. There's a new phone. It's made by a Chinese phone maker, Huawei. The Huawei P20 Pro review is out, and it is deemed to be a threat to the iPhone. So we'll talk about that when we get back.
The average SUV has two blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back, GSMC Technology Podcast. This is the final segment, and it's going to be kind of a grab bag segment as I'm going to go through a few different stories that are coming out and updates that are going to be in your purview likely as we continue on through our lovely lives here. Technology is always fluid. It's going ever faster than possible. You know, we had some big stories last week. There's some just minor stuff going on today as we have obviously the Spotify launch I talked about in the second segment. Now we're just going to be going through some smaller stuff. I know Roku, for those, well, the thing with Roku is they're actually trying to get back in the game. I know Roku was the idea, like, okay, it's cheaper than Samsung. I mean, if I want to get an Apple TV, I don't really want an Apple TV, but I'm going to get the Roku, and it'll be a little bit more affordable than the Apple TV and be able to do all the same kind of things. Well, now, I believe on the Roku channel, you can now, if you have a Roku device, I mean, especially for those who don't use cable, is they're trying, again, we're getting into the whole cord cutting part of this show, where I do have talked about that multiple times, but you won't be able to find anything like this on Amazon or Netflix, but Roku will be programming ABC News, Cheddar, and People TV on their devices now. So if you're just looking for regular news information, now it's going to be find free content regarding new stuff. I mean, obviously, we just had our big interviews on ABC News. There's going to be different stuff regarding news stuff on there, and it's going to be all up to date on your Roku channel. So you can get on that if you are a Roku user or if you're looking to be a Roku user and don't want to pay for, if you just watch the news and you want to pay for cable, now you can use it for, you can go buy a Roku and pay one time and watch ABC News on your Roku device. They're also going to be adding some curated movie collections as well. So if you want to just watch different kinds of movies that you like at certain genres, they're going to be making different kinds of movie collections. They're going to be curated on the site, and it looks like looks like they're going to be putting them on there now, and you'll be able to continue watching them as long as you want to watch. Binge out your favorite movies on Roku. All right. That was a quick little thing on Roku. Okay. Next thing up, I was saying, oh yeah, that's what I was saying, Amazon. I saw this out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, oh my gosh, Amazon, another thing for Amazon. They say they're going to be delivering packages now to the trunk of your car. This is a new report saying that Amazon now, I mean, they used to ask permission to unlock your front door if they want to put packages inside your house. And it's, I mean, it did work for a certain number of extremely trustworthy Amazon Prime employees. I mean, Amazon Prime customers that were allowing the delivery guys to come into their house and drop the package off right in front of the door. I mean, I do see the issue here. There's been a lot of issues. I know even in nicer, I mean, especially in nicer neighborhoods where you have people just driving along or following the delivery truck and going up and just taking the package right off the doorstep after it gets delivered. I mean, that's why I get really, really attentive when it comes to this, the delivery schedule. Checking the app, making sure, okay, did it come to deliver? Am I going to be home? when it's going to be delivered. So now you can have things being just dropped right in the trunk of your car. Whether, I mean, Amazon has announced today that, I mean, you're going to give people access to your vehicle and putting it in the trunk of your car. So, I mean, there are probably, I think there are definitely with cars out there now, you can unlock your doors from your smartphone and such. So it looks like Amazon wants to use the connected technologies that are embedded now into these modern vehicles and use them for their own good, basically. So, I mean, if you have a car, it's going to be two major automakers now with these two they're pairing with. It's going to be General Motors and Volvo, and they'll be rolling it out in 34 cities starting today, actually. So it looks like they're getting going. As Peter Larson is the vice president of the delivery technology at Amazon, and he says that they're very happy with the response to in-home delivery. So what we wanted to do, and it was part of the plan along, is to take that beyond the home. So you now can have things delivered to your trunk. I mean, actually, it's not a terrible idea. If you have like one of those smart vehicles where you have your keys in your car, then there's no way they can take your car. I mean, that's a thing you got to make sure. Obviously, these guys are all insured, and if they steal something else out of your car, it's going to be like, okay, obviously it was the delivery guy that I let in there. But you can unlock your car from remotely from your cell phone or smartphone or whatever you want to call it. And then have the delivery guy just drop it. Just plop, boop, there's your package right in the back of their car, and you could take it home versus having it sit in your porch all day while you're at work and having it be susceptible. What a word, susceptible to be stolen by somebody who's following the delivery truck around. So, I mean, especially for people who can't have their personal packages delivered to work. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty interesting thing as people are going to be getting into their cars and be like, oh, there's my Amazon delivery. There it is. It'll be interesting. It's a trial period, right? I mean, I believe they say there was going to be, yeah, it's a trial period right now with, like I said, 37 cities with Volvo and GM customers. All right. Update on Facebook. There's been a new thing now where you can and can't do on Facebook. Facebook has changed its privacy settings for the first time, I believe, since 2008, I think, was they said. It's going to be the first time they're changing their privacy settings, and now there are new rules as what you can and can't do on Facebook, as another community standards have now run over 27 pages and cover everything when it comes to bullying, violent threats, self-harm, nudity, and many and various other topics as the world is continuing to change. I mean, these are real world problems that can and have hurt people in the past. Is that it can obviously Facebook doesn't really want to be a vehicle for any more of that hate, any more of that negativity that's going on, especially through their site. Not only is there having issues, like I said, with privacy and data breaching, but when it comes to community guidelines and rules within the site, even though, I mean, there's only so much you can do when you have millions upon millions of users with as many accounts as they could make. And I mean, the whole idea with the whole cyberbullying thing, I don't want to point any fingers, but I mean, I know there was a lot of social media options around there when it comes to social instant messaging or just messaging people over the phone or on the computer with a faceless messaging. But it was definitely heightened when it comes to Facebook and people being able to, I mean, people are getting bold these days now. I mean, it's ridiculous. I remember when everybody's like, oh, I'm going to go on AIM or I'm going to go on MySpace and not have a picture or just like have a screen name and you can message people without even knowing who they are. You have a random screen name. Oh, on Facebook, people are just going and bullying people straight to their faces over the computer. It's not in person, but it's still over the computer, and they have their picture and their profile connected to it. It's just ridiculous. And now Facebook is finally starting to get these guidelines and making an expanded version of the guidelines available to the public. All right. Yeah, 27 pages of community guidelines. I mean, that's a good amount. All right. There's been a new report now that YouTube is going to be using computers and different surveillance software to try and weed out bad videos and certain videos that don't belong on, they deem that don't belong on YouTube. So they're going to be, I mean, they're hiring a new source of technology. I mean this, yeah, so it says computers, they're definitely trying to catch these problem videos. So I mean, it's going to be interesting how people, whether they're going to be, yeah, I mean, 80% of the videos it took down last year were flagged by computer systems. So they're trying to get these systems that are going to be monitoring these videos versus having to have human eyes on them. I mean, 80% of the videos, they were deemed to be in violation of the community standards, were taken down by a computer software. So, which is pretty cool. I mean, you got to be able to do that. If you're, especially if you're an advanced technological company like Google, who owns YouTube and runs YouTube. So if you're able to do that, you're able to definitely have a more of a much more faster paced sense of capabilities in order to create the kind of community that you want, and then get rid of those. I mean, the videos that are not meant to be on YouTube, which there are plenty of. Believe me, there are plenty of, and some of them might not even be in violation of the community standards. All right, okay, yep. Like I said, not much of a kind of a slow day here. We did have our Spotify to come out with this stuff. We did a whole segment about that, talking about how Spotify is going to be now changing the way you can listen for free. With these 15 playlists that they looks like have created for you, I think 15 will be tailored kind of to your taste of music based off of what you listened to when you had it just for free and were shuffling along there. And now you can just kind of go into these on-demand playlists and listen to them as you wish, and as well as probably the normal shuffling that you do. But you know, probably just trying to nudge you into getting on to that whole premium world, basically. That what they want you to do is get, please spend your money on us so you can help those lovely artists out there. All right, we also talked about some gaming stuff. You can have your Nintendo Switch hacked for you. Be on the lookout for, I mean, if I don't think, yeah, like I said, I haven't really read anything saying that it's going to be able to be remotely hacked, but if you want to hack yours and turn it into a fully fledged Linux tablet, have at it. I mean, you can go get a micro USB processor and have it done for you in pretty much seconds. I mean, it's almost like somebody going and jailbreaking their Fire Stick or their iPhone and somebody doing it for them. It's just funny. I know Fortnite came out with a big patch, a new update with a bunch of different. I know I did talk about, so highlight some of the big money things that are coming out with Fortnite, but. And their new patch, but there's a bunch of different stuff. I will link that article with all the different patch information to the show notes. So be on the look for that, and it'll be bottom there. You can probably click right there, and it'll take you to it. Because there's a bunch of stuff, and it would take me the whole show to read it all off for you. And then we did talk about some stuff with YouTube, some stuff Amazon. Now you can have people throw stuff in the back of your car for you. Have it delivered to you, the back of your trunk of your car. When you come out there, it'll be full of all your Amazon orders, which is pretty interesting. I know they had a good success with the in-home delivery. They're now trying the in-car delivery. All right, so that'll do it for today's show on a Tuesday. Everybody be looking out for Spotify. If you're a Spotify free user, go check out and let me know how the free service is, what the kind of playlist they're going to get for you. I mean, maybe I can just go on somebody who I don't have. Who doesn't have premium, I'll just get on there and try and go look for myself. But it is interesting. I'm definitely interested in seeing how they're going to be tailoring these playlists to you. All right. So till Thursday, everybody go have a good time and go play some Fortnite. See ya.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.